The following clay cheres, earthenware kalim, are tahirin. They're not makabel tuma at clay cheres. They're only makabel tuma mitocho from the inside. So therefore, if a clay cheres does not have a toho, doesn't have an inside, it would not be makabel tuma. Tavla she'en la lazbit, a tavla, a platter made out of cher that does not have raised rims. Such a case, since it doesn't have a toho, it's not makabel tuma. Umachta prutza, a flat shovel, also it's not makabel tuma if it's made out of cheres, since it doesn't have a toho. The aviv shel kalon, a kli that is used for roasting nuts and grain, that the kli is put in the fire, and the kli is perforated, it has holes all around the side. So therefore, this kli is not makabel tuma, even though it does have sides, it does have a toho, but since the sides are perforated, it has holes in them, so that way the ash will bake the kidney that's inside them. So therefore, that size are as if it's not there, it's as if it doesn't have any size at all since it's perforated, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. This tiloinois, afal pi kufim, afal pi makabel. And pipe, that water goes through these pipes, they're open on both sides. Even though the pipes on both sides have raised bottoms so that the water will not gush through them. So therefore, it does have somewhat of a toho since the bottoms on either side are raised. And even though they have makabla, they have traps inside this pipe so that pebbles and other junk that come through with the water will go into the traps and won't stuff up the pipe, even so, the pipes are not makabla tuma. The reason being is that even though the pipe could hold things, as it does have raised edges and it does have traps on the bottom, but since the person prefers that the water runs right through the pipes, uninhibited, he doesn't want that anything should be caught in the pipes, so therefore, it's as if it doesn't have a toho and it's not makabla tuma. Ukivkuv sha'aso l'sahapas, an earthenware cover that's made to cover a basket that holds bread. And this cover, even though it's rounded and could hold things, but since it's not made to hold things, it's made to be used as a cover. It's not makabel tuma. Utepi shehitkinu la'anav, a tepi is an earthenware kli that does have a receptacle and is makabel tuma. But here we're talking about where the person redesigned it to use it as a cover to cover grapes. So since it was redesigned and now it's used as a cover, it's not used to hold things in it, and it's not makabel tuma. B'chavei shel shayotim, a barrel that is closed off on both sides, and it's used by swimmers to help them stay afloat. And even though if you opened up the barrel, it could hold things, but since it's used for other purposes, not to hold things, it's not makabel tuma. B'chavei tefuna b'shulei hamachat, an earthenware barrel that's put on the bottom of a gigantic kli cheres called a machat. That this chavis tefun on the bottom of the machat is used as a handle to pick up the machat. So therefore, since it's used as a handle, not the whole thing, it's not makabel tuma. V'hamita v'hakise v'asafsul v'ashulchan, a bed made out of cheres, and a chair made out of cheres, and a bench made out of cheres, and a table made out of cheres. All these things are not makabel tuma, as even though things are put on top of them, but since they don't have a toh, they are not makabel tuma. V'hasfina, an earthenware boat, even though things are put inside of it, as people go in it, and other things are put inside a boat, but the Chazal learned out from a pasuk that a boat is not makabel tuma. V'hamenorah shel cheres, a base for a lantern made out of cheres, is not makabel tuma. Hari elu tahorim, all the above mentioned kli cheres are tar, since they don't have a toho, or the toho has not made the whole things in it. Zaklah, kol she'ein lo toho b'kli cheres, ein lo acharayim. The following is a rule. Any kli cheres that doesn't have a toho, that doesn't have a receptacle, it also would not be makabel tuma from the outside. Now, even though a kli cheres anyway is not makabel tuma from the outside, even if it has a toho, as a kli cheres is only makabel tuma from the inside. But the Rabbanan were good is that mashkin that came into contact with a sheretz and is a rishon l'tuma would be metame kelim, including a kli cheres, even from the outside. This is a gzera, the Rabbanan. And even though this mashkin is only a rishon l'tuma, and Mashkin's Rishon Latuma cannot be Metame Kalim Midaraisa, Midaraisa Kalim can only be Makabel Tuma from an Avatuma, but the Rabbanon were Gezer that it is Metame Kalim. But the Gezer of the Rabbanon was that it's only Metame the outside of the Kli, not the inside of the Kli. Now, even though by a Tuma Daraisa, such as an Avatuma that comes into contact with a Kli, the entire Kli would become Tame. There would be no difference between the outside of the Kli and the inside of the Kli. But by a Tuma Darabbanon, the Rabbanon differentiated between the outside and the inside, that the Rabbanon don't want you to think that is Tamei D'Oraisa. But a Kli Cheres that does not have a Toch, that cannot become Tamei Minat Torah, it also would not become tame by tuma. The Rabbana were not geyser by a kli charis that does not have a toe, that it should become tame from mashkin that came into contact with the shirt. A lantern which is made out of charis, and a lantern has mechitzas all the way around. It has a side that goes all the way around, but the side is perforated. It has holes all the way around in order that you can see the light through the hole. If this panas has a receptacle in which the shemen is held, then it's makabel tuma. As was said, the klei charis is only makabel tuma if it has a toch. If it has an inside, and if it has a base kibbutz shemen, that's a toch, and therefore it's makabel tuma. Now, even though the panas anyway has a toch, because it has mechitzas, the answer is those mechitzas are only made to protect the light from the wind, so that the light shouldn't go out from the wind. So therefore, it's not considered a toch. Only the base kibbutz shemen is considered a toch. The Shein Bo Tar, but if it has no Beit Kibbutz Shemen, then it doesn't have a Toch, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah. A slab that the potters use, that when they're forming their pottery, they put it on this slab. That slab, which is made out of Cher, is Tar, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Since it has no Toch, it's perfectly flat. But the slab that is made out of Cher, that the potters put their pottery on that slab after it's already been finished to let it dry, that slab is Tmei as Mekabel Tumah, since it has a toch, it has a rim around it, and therefore it's Mekabel Tumah. My special Bali Batim Tar. A funnel that is used by Bali Batim, regular people, non-merchant, is Tar. It's not Mekabel Tumah. It has no toch, since the liquids go right through it. We shall wrestle in Tamei, Mipnesh, we shall meet a Divrei Rabbi Huda ben Basir. But a funnel that is used by merchants is Tamei. The funnel is made out of Cher, and it's Mekabel Tumah because it's used for Mida, according to Rabbi Huda ben Basir. It's used for measuring. When the Reichel wants to measure how much liquid is inside the funnel, he would put his finger under the small hole of the funnel. The liquid would get trapped in the funnel, and there are marks in the funnel which shows how much liquid is inside the funnel. So therefore, it's used for kibbutz, and it has a toch, and it's makabel tumah. Rabbi Kiva Aimer Mimneishu Humateu Asido Umariach Bolulakir. Rabbi Kiva said that a funnel that is used by Reichel is makabel tumah, even if it's not used for measuring, that it has no marks in it in which it can be used for measuring. Even so, it's Mekabel Tumah. Sometimes the Reichel would put the funnel on its side, and some liquids would be held in the funnel even when it's on its side. And when it's on its side, the potential lokeach would smell the liquid that is sticking in my body to see if it's good. So therefore, it's used in this way for a kibbutz, and it's considered as if it has a toch, and it's Mekabel Tumah.